from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We are back here on Cody and Gold on 96.5 The Fan, and we're just a week away from kickoff of the NFL season, which means you either already drafted in your fantasy leagues or you're about to. I got a draft tonight, my third draft, Cody, already. And to join us for some more advice to see if I screwed up my drafts already as well, Paul Charchi and our friend from Guillotine Leagues. He's the director of Guillotine Leagues at FantasyLife.com. Charch, good to have you back on for another year, man.
I know. We've been doing this, five, 6 years. Yeah. And we are in the thick of fantasy draft season. I mean, this next week is when, half of all fantasy drafts are going to happen in the next 7 days. It's awesome. We love it.
Charge, I waited 1 week to take a running back. Am I screwed?
Waited a week, meaning
as
like
in I just
a week
waited
of a slow draft?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you're going to be okay. I don't take running backs at the beginning of my draft anyway. If you wait on running back, here's what's going to happen. You're going to be fine. Because here's the guys you can target in the middle of your draft. They're going to help you. Volume backs like Arizona's James Conner, or Las Vegas's Zamir White, or Houston's Joe Mixon, or New York's Devin Singletary, or Chicago's DeAndre Swift, or receiving backs like Austin Eckler, or goal line backs like Detroit's David Montgomery, or LA's Gus Edwards, or Miami's Raheem Mostert. I mean, these are all guys that are going round 5, round 6, round 7, round 8, round 9. These are all guys you can get in the middle rounds, and then you spend that high draft equity, rounds 1, rounds 2, rounds 3, round 4, on sure thing players at the quarterback, wide receiver, and tight end position, because those guys don't have the volatility that the running backs have.
Someone that seems a little tricky right now is Rams running back Kyren Williams. I have him in one of my leagues. I'm sure people listening are going to have an opportunity to draft him very high in their leagues. Last year, he was a great story. Had some injury problems, but are you worried all the update? Now he's going to return punts?
Yeah, he's going to return punts, and that feels highly dangerous. I mean, what lead running back returns punts? WTF? This is weird. It's happened one time briefly. If you go back to 2018, which, obviously a long time ago, Alvin Kamara did it for one season or part of one season to return 12 punts. That's it. We have no data to suggest this is something that teams do. And last year, Kyren Williams was a total Cinderella story because he got all of the Rams' workload because nobody else on roster was worth giving a handoff to. But now the Rams have drafted Michigan star runner Blake Corum. And Corum, of note, by the way, 61 touchdowns in his 4 years at Michigan, totally NFL ready with all the seasoning he got in that pro-style offense that they run at Michigan. Corum has not gotten a preseason snap with the Rams, which is what you want, because Sean McVay does always rest his starters. That tells us that Corum is a starter. So for me, it is panic time on Kyren Williams going off the board as running back 7 based on last year being roughly running back 5. But I think this is a split backfield, and that price is too high for Kyren Williams.
Charge, let's stick with the running backs. It's the theme so far here as we're talking. What about Christian McCaffrey? Because he was incredible last season. He stayed healthy. In our listener Guillotine League, as a matter of fact, Cody had somehow the number 1 overall pick, and he took Christian McCaffrey.
Oh, wow.
Did he screw up? Was that the right move?
I'm starting to turn against Christian McCaffrey, and not for the reasons that anybody's talking about. Everybody's talking about Brandon Ayuk's holdout. Nobody's talking about the holdout of arguably the best tackle in football, Trent Williams. Last year, he was Pro Football Focus's number 2 ranked run-blocking lineman. And Trent Williams is a principled guy. You'll remember, if you go back 6-7 years, he held out a whole season from Washington when they misdiagnosed his cancer. And he's way richer now, by the way, so he can you know, afford to hold out a lot better now than he could then. So I'm going to give you guys, Cody, Alex, I'm going to give you five names, and I want you to tell me if these five names are San Francisco's starting offensive line right now, or the five guys in San Francisco emo band Platypus Scourge.
Okay, I'm ready.
Here they are. All right. Jalen Moore, Aaron Banks, Jake Brendel, Dominic Pooney, Colton McKivitz.
I mean, I would guess the Platypus band, but I mean, I'm guessing that's their starting offensive line.
Alex?
Well, he doesn't even want to guess. He's afraid.
You chicken. That is the starting offensive line for the San Francisco 49ers. Those guys. That worries me. And we saw scenarios last year where Trent Williams left the game for various reasons, and that offense is very, very different without him. And if this is going to be a shaky offensive line, that might be enough to really upend a lot of everybody's preconceived notions on San Francisco, what that offense could do.
Church, what do you do typical draft-wise? You know, is some of these, you know, some of these leagues we float in and out of, or you get back into it and you're like, man, should I just be taking the guy with the highest average draft position? Should I just be taking position of need? What's your typical draft strategy? Let's say you're going into a non-auction format, and instead you're just stuck with average draft position, you know?
Right. So here's how most people draft. You come up on the clock. Cody, you're on the clock.
Yeah.
They look at the next few players on the list, and, you know, they go through, you know, like five, six guys who are the next up on that site's draft list, and they pick the guy from the pool they like the most. But I'm the guy scrolling way down the list to find players that I want the most, even if they would likely be available for me in the next round. I don't care about any of that. And the reason I don't care is because 10 days from now, when the Sunday of the NFL season is here, nobody's going to remember or care where you took your players. You're just going to care about whether you're happy with your team. And fantasy football is supposed to be fun. I want the players I love on my team, and people get so tuned in to the order that they're listed and, you know, picking the right guy at the right time. Just go get your guys. Just go get the players you love. Fantasy football's fun, and it's more fun if you've got your players. Don't be a slave to average draft position.
Can you tell me two or the three that you feel are that way? Because I know one for me is Khalil Shakir.
That's my guy.
Oh, really?
Khalil Shakir. That's one of my favorite sleeper of the entire fantasy football process.
Look at us. I'm a big Khalil Shakir guy.
So, all right, make your case, and then I'll add on to it.
Okay, so everyone thinks it's going to be Keon Coleman, but same thing applies where a rookie with a limited skill set typically isn't the guy. And I've watched Khalil Shakir in multiple games. He gets open a lot underneath and in those mid routes, and I feel like they're just going to throw to him all the time.
All right, I'm going to add on to that. Massive vacuum of vacated targets in Buffalo. Diggs gone. Gabe Davis gone. 317 targets gone out of Buffalo. Only one player to the starting lineup is a returning veteran, Khalil Shakir. And he quietly passed Gabe Davis on the depth chart last year. He started 8 of the last 10 games for Buffalo last year. And sure, rookie Keon Coleman might be ready to contribute at some point, but probably that's pretty far down the road. Curtis Samuel already dinged up, and he's kind of a gadget guy who gets the ball near the line of scrimmage. And here's the two stats that I love on Khalil Shakir. He ranked number 3 in yards after the catch last year. Rashee Rice, I don't have to tell your listeners how good they are. So over 7 yards after the catch, Khalil Shakir. And he ranked number 1 in the entire league in passer rating on balls thrown to him. The passer rating was 133 on passes thrown to Khalil Shakir. He is slippery. The Bills are going to manufacture looks for him, maybe a lot of looks. I love that guy, and I've targeted him in a bunch of leagues.
All right, Charge, every league's got their own little, like, personal things they do. Like, in our league, you got to drink 4 Tank 7s before you draft, which is like a 9% ABV beer. There's shots built into the board, right? Like, if you finish last, man, there's a punishment that goes with it. Have you? You're in fantasy all the time. I never think to ask you, but you got any good fantasy football stories? I like the craziness of how fantasy players are.
Yeah, I got a great story for you. That somebody just texted me yesterday with this, which I think illustrates the passion and or insanity of fantasy players. This is from my friend Zach, who, by the way, plays bass in a upcoming burgeoning band called Yam House. You can check those out if you like. Here's the text I got. Charge. I was helping my dad clean up trees from the storm Monday. We had a big storm come through over the weekend. And a 1,000-pound tree fell on me. And I thought it crushed every bone in my body. My parents miraculously lifted it off to me, and I was rushed to the hospital in an ambulance, not knowing what had happened. After they gave me fentanyl, I realized I was on the clock in our league. So pick in the ambulance. When I got to the hospital, they diagnosed me with 5 fractured ribs, a broken collarbone, and a punctured lung. But I made my picks. That's dedication to our guillotine league.
My goodness. I can't even imagine. Like,
I can't either. That is dedication to your league right there. Now, you wonder who he picked?
Sure.
So he's in the ambulance up, you know, on fentanyl. He took, and it was near the late end of the draft, in fairness, he took Browns running back Donta Foreman, who hours later got cut.
At least it was at the end of the draft. I thought for a second you were going to tell me he took some retired guy, like he ended up with Marshawn Lynch on his squad somehow.
Yeah, right, exactly. It's almost as bad, but yes, he did. At least he did not burn high draft equity, so there's that.
Charge, we really appreciate the time as always. Looking forward to fantasy stuff, and by this time next week, we'll be talking about who to put in our starting lineup. I can't wait.
I know, unreal. We're going to be breaking down your Thursday night game.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be amazing.
Find out if you're a Carson Steele
guy. Thanks, my friends.
Hey, thanks, Charge.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the remarkable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In
the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.